What is it about Fort Lauderdale and this department that made you want to come back?
That's where it all began for me. I started my fire service career back in 1983, and I spent 20 years with Fort Lauderdale Fire Rescue. And then I reached the position of second in command. I did everything that could possibly be done in the fire department. So it gave me such great experience. And now I get the chance to come home. And I really do think of Fort Lauderdale as home. And I get to close that circle. And I'm very excited to lead the department.
When you were previously fire chief of Little Rock, Arkansas, and then Austin, Texas fire departments, what are you bringing from those experiences to the job in Fort Lauderdale?
So I was thinking about that in that I am going to be a far better chief for Fort Lauderdale Fire Rescue now than I would have been 13 years ago. I have learned so much. I also got the opportunity to be the president of the International Association of Fire Chiefs, where I traveled the world.
I'm sure you get this question all the time, but this is the third time in your career that you've been the first female fire chief. What does that mean to you?
I have this saying I like to say, I love the sound of shattering glass, but it really means is that I get to show by example to other women and even to other people that your dreams are achievable. I have always enjoyed being the first. I should say I'm honored to be the first, but I always say I don't want to be the last or the only.
What are you considering your top priority once you start in Fort Lauderdale come July 1st?
So I think my top priority is going to be get to know the organization and get to know the people in the organization. I know some of them, you know, because some of them are still there that were there when I was there. And, you know, and people have changed and the organization has changed. The community has certainly grown up, you know, in regard to the number of people, the number of high-rise buildings, you know, just its vibrancy has changed. And the department itself has taken on the ocean rescue part of under the wing of the fire department.
Over the last 2 years, deaths due to the opioid drug crisis have been on the rise in Broward County especially. Do you have a plan for how you'd like to handle that crisis in Fort Lauderdale?
I don't know that anybody has a handle on how to handle it, but I think the best thing we can do is look and see what's being successful in other communities and how is it working and what isn't working in other communities and find the best way to handle it.
What's your leadership style?
I have got a sort of mixed up leadership style. I can be authoritarian when need be. And obviously in the world that we live in, sometimes that's necessary. But I really like a participative leadership style. I like to get input. I like different opinions. I want to hear what other people think.